Open your Bibles with me to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Now, there are prayers, you know, there's the prayer of faith and the prayers that change things. But there are prayers of responsibility. And this needs to be understood. Look at the 19th verse of chapter 1. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before thee, and by them you might war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom, and he talks about that. Now, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for all that are in authority, all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth, that there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified of in due time. First of all, that is a prayer of obligation. This needs to be, first of all, this needs to be prayed. So now, let's go back over here to the prayer of agreement. Praise God. My eyes just fell on this. Thessalonians chapter 4, fourth verse, every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us to uncleanliness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despises, despise not man, but God. Now there's see what he's saying here? Spiritual things are reciprocal. It's just not one-sided anyway you go at it. He therefore that despises, despise not man, but God, who has also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed you do it toward all brethren which are in Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more in love, that you study to be quiet, to do your own business, to work with your own hands as we commend you, that you walk honestly toward them that are without, and that you may have lack of nothing. But I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not. Now that's where I picked that up, on sorrow not. But it's the Greek word grieve not. Grieve not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Glory to God. So I just comforted you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So be comforted. Well, I'm coming down there anyway. I need to pack up. So now, these different prayers, and we could go through a number of these, but let's go to the 18th chapter of the book of Matthew. Not just a few verses, we need to read the 18th chapter of the book of Matthew, because Jesus is speaking. At the same time, let's back up. When they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, "Doth your master pay tribute?" He said, "Yes." And when he was coming to the house, now he had, he said, "Yes, but now what are we going to do?" And he said, "Yes." And when he was coming to the house, Jesus prevented him. In other words, he knew what was happening. So he didn't let him say anything. Oh, I love it. "What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom of tribute? Of their own children or strangers?" Peter said, "Of strangers." Jesus said unto him, "Then are the children free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, cast in a hook, take up the fish that first comes up, then proceed and open his mouth, and you find a piece of money, and take that and give for them and me." He said the first fish. The first fish. Don't get so excited over the miracle tax money that you don't keep fishing while they're biting. There's supper on the table if you'll just keep fishing. You see where the Lord was going with this? That you don't get so excited over the miracles that you forget the other things of weighty matter. And you get home and you think, "We paid our taxes, now we don't have any supper." Well, it's supper in Texas, it's dinner here. The evening meal. So, you don't get excited over a miracle that takes place and you lose sight of what's around that miracle. I mean, why just stop with the first fish just because that fish had money in his mouth? You get all excited about that. Just load the boat again. There's small instructions in all of the teachings of Jesus that if you will pay attention and listen to the Spirit of God and let him talk to you about these things. I didn't learn that in a few minutes. That came up over a period of time. And then I really got excited about it, and I go back and just read it. It's like that rotten net. And you go back over in the very ending, and they had so many fish in that net, they couldn't drag it, and it didn't break. That was the only one on record that broke. Jesus said nets, he said net. Amen. So we don't want to be the same way. Now notice this. Jesus, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receives me. And I wrote out here, and take care of children ministries. Willie George in the United States. Powerful preacher, powerful man of God. But the Lord instructed him to do these children movies. And then I became involved in it, and I was Wichita Slim and all that. And, but it always had a bottom line. And so, I've forgotten which scripture it was, and there was a man said wrote to me, or called me. He said, Copeland, I want to tell you what happened to my grandson. He said, I was over at his house, and he said, I got some of those movies from a grandson. And he was upstairs. He said, and he hollered. He said, it frightened his dad. I found it, I found it, I found it. And he ran up there and said, you found what? And he had his Bible. He said, I found the scripture that saved Wichita Slim. He said, well, where is it? He said, well, I read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And he said, I read Acts. And he said, I just kept reading till I got down to 2 Corinthians 5. And I found it. That little guy read that whole thing to find that one scripture. Amen. Amen. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. And then someone came up and went to church and heard it. She said, Willie, when are you going to get into the real ministry? Ministering to a child is not real. That's not what the master said.
That's right.
Because you start when they're children. Hallelujah. And you begin to teach. The children are my future prophets. The children are the light of my eye. The children are what do you not remember that I was once a child? And that when I got circumcised, I cried and squalled just like all the rest of them. I never thought of that in my life. Hallelujah. But he grew in wisdom and stature before men and God. Hallelujah. And he turned out to be the Savior of the world. Anyway, let's get back to this prayer of agreement. So, then the Son of Man has come to save that which is lost. How think ye? If a man have 100 sheep and one of them go astray, doth he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains and seek that one which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than of the 99 which went astray. Now, he's talking about kingdom things here. He's talking about people. You've got one, like Babe Knees. I mean, here's one. I mean, Ma Deer's born again and baptized in the Holy Ghost, Gloria. And then, of course, she was the only one. She was born in February the 12th, 1942. So both of us went through World War II and went through all of that. And her daddy's gone, and she doesn't have any idea where he is. And he only has one, and he's thinking about her and all that training. There were people that were killed in that training before the invasion. and all of the battle through the hedgerows and all of that, all the way through the Battle of the Bulge. I mean, he went through the whole war. And I have a picture of him. And he's a sergeant major. One more rank and he's a second lieutenant. You have that right? He's a good-looking man, isn't he? The hash marks, that means 4 years. And to get that kind of rank, three rockers up and three rockers down with a diamond in the middle of it, means you're a commander of men. And you don't get that easy. You don't get that in training. You get that in combat. And more, in a lot of cases, the sergeant major is more important than a replacement second lieutenant. Because the second lieutenant listens to the sergeant major because he has more combat experience than this younger one. That'll tell you something. And it is important to know these things. So, moreover, if your brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. Now listen. If he shall hear you, you've gained your brother. But if he will not hear you, take with you two or three more in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And he that neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. If he neglect to hear the church, let him be to you as a heathen. Didn't say he was one, a heathen and a publican. What's he saying? Get him out of your prayer life. Now, my classic amplified, thank you, Jerry. Listen to what this says. And then we're going to talk about it. Again, I tell you, if two of you on earth. Now, you have to be on earth to do this. Well, yeah, if you're in heaven, you don't need anything. You have to be an earthling. Again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree, listen, harmonize together, make a symphony together about whatever, anything and everything they may ask, it shall come to pass and be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven, for where two or three are gathered together, in my name. Now, let's finish this up now. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often sin my brother sin against me and forgive himself seven times? Jesus said, I say unto thee, until seven times seven. Until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven. And he went ahead. Now I want to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We hear a lot about the renewing of the mind. Through a series of things over a period of time. We were $6 million behind in the television department. And I waited until the night before the board meeting. I did not want, and George would bring in the board report and all of the different departments. I didn't want to see this thing. I didn't want to know about it. It was, we're supposed to be debt-free and I've let this thing get $6 million behind. I was mad at myself. So, Gloria's already gone to bed. So open this thing up. This department. Best year we've ever had. Best year we've ever had. Best year we've ever had. TV department, $6 million in the red. Best year we've ever had. He said, see there? He said, the only apartment you tried to carry is $6 million in the hole. I told you to roll the car there. Gloria! She got up, came down. I said, baby, look at this. I said, I've been wrong here. Look what I've done. So we set ourselves in agreement. I mean, we just sat down right there and we laid hold of that $6 million. And, you know, they kept telling us, they said, look, it's $6 million in the rear. And and when your television bill's $1 million a month and up and more like that, I mean, you got to be really picking to be, to get ahead that much. Leroy's here. So we agreed. And I told George about it. We agreed. And I'd think, $6 million. I'm going to have to do something about this. I get this off my mind. Are you there? Chapter 10. Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent and bold toward you, I beseech you that I may be bold when I'm present, the confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some which think as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. Right there, dunamis. Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So I said, oh, Father, I do that. I will not touch that in my thought life again. Now say this, my mind is my mind. I tell my mind what to think. My mind does not tell me what to think. And Ed come across there. I said, no, you're in jail. You shut up. No. I do not touch that in my thought line. I refuse to touch it. Week went by, now and then. A couple of weeks went by. It just kind of faded away, and I forgot about it. Just totally forgot about it. Didn't care, because we went to 1 Peter 5, 7, and we rolled that care over on God, and He is my caretaker. Amen. Well, of course, the whole ministry went into the whole thing. It not only was paid in record time, the next month was the first time we paid the TV bill in one check. Amen. Simply because we all refused to touch it with our thought lives.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. September 6th through 9, join us at the Colombia Believers Convention in Bogota, Colombia. October 26th through 28, make plans to be at the St. Louis Victory Campaign in Sunset Hills, Missouri. November 9 through 11, don't miss the Omaha Victory Campaign in Omaha, Nebraska. Go to kcm.org/events for more information.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org.uk/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Today is Offering Day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. The Lord instructed Brother Copeland to give you the opportunity to sow into the word you've heard and received this week. As Galatians 6:6-8 says, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. And as you sow to the Spirit, you will of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Your financial giving and support has helped send the word of faith to others around the world so that they can also receive revelation to live a life of victory. In 1967, the word of the Lord came to Brother Copeland saying, "I want this uncompromised word of faith preached from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice." Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love and appreciate you, partners, and they pray for you every day. Before we leave today, I want to pray over your offering and believe with you for a mighty harvest. Heavenly Father, you love a cheerful giver, and according to your promise, every good thing that any man does, the same shall be done unto him of the Lord Jesus Christ. On behalf of your anointing, your holy word, and by your Holy Spirit, I declare the blessing over every sower of this broadcast. All sufficiency in all things be made available unto them so that they may abound to every good work. I call their due season into manifestation and their harvest abundant in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you need prayer for something specific, I want to remind you to go to KCN's prayer line. We are here for you to pray for you and stand in agreement with God's word for your breakthrough. All week we learned about the power of prayer and how to align our prayers with God's will and his word. So be sure to download the broadcast study notes. They include all of Brother Copeland's teaching points, scriptures, and confessions from the broadcast this week. You can use these notes for your personal study as a faith refresher or to teach a small group at your church and build people's faith in God. The notes are free to download on kcn.org/notes. Thank you for joining us today. And until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls kcm.org.uk your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.